Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning today's shir in Siman Shin Zayin. We are up to Siv Dalad. We are on the top line of page 202. The Mechaber says in Siv Dalad, Mutter Loseis Le'eno Yehudi Mo'us Me'er Shabbos Liknoslo. One is allowed to give a goy money on Friday to buy something for him. Ubelvad Shelo Yomar Lo K'nei B'Shabbos. As long as the Yisrael doesn't tell the goy to buy the item for him on Shabbos. The Ramah says, "B'chein muter liten lo begadim limkor." You can also give a guy garments to sell. Ubelvad shelo yomer lo lamachron b'Shabbos. Again, as long as you don't tell him that you want him to sell it on Shabbos, you can give it to him even on Friday. Then the Ramah says, "Misha socher einu yehudi laholech schoraso." One who hired a guy to deliver his merchandise. Uboha einu yehudi ulakocha mi beis Yisrael b'Shabbos. And the guy comes and takes it out of the Jew's house on Shabbos. Aser, that is forbidden. V'hayu onshem ha'osa. And they used to punish the one who had the guy doing this and taking out the merchandise from his house on Shabbos. So says the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Yudalad. On the Mechaber that said you're allowed to give the guy money on Friday to buy something for you, as long as you don't tell him to buy it on Shabbos, says the Mishnah Berurah, V'davka b'shekotzatz lo socher avur zeh. This is davka if you had a ktsitsa, meaning you're paying him by the job to do this thing that you hired him to do. Da'az osa da'iti denavshe. Then we say when he buys the item, he's doing it for himself, because you're paying him by the job, so he's deciding to do it on his own on Shabbos. The belav hachi aser. If it wasn't a ktsitsa, it would be aser. Kemavur b'simin reish b'mhei sefei, like we saw earlier in reish b'mhei sefei, v'ayim b'bir alocha. So if you look right away at the Be'alocha, Mutter Lo says, Einot Yehudi, he says, I am a Mishaburis of Katan Yudala, Didavka B'Shekotzas Lo Sachar Avur Zeh. Look what we just said in the Mishabura, that it's only Mutter to give money to the guy on Erev Shabbos to buy you something if you're paying him by the job for the purchase. V'im Haya Evshar Lo Liknos V'Lim Kor Mi Bod Yom. But says the Be'alocha, if it was possible that he can buy or sell, depending on the case, while it is still day, before Shabbos starts, mutter afilu below katzatz. Then it is permissible, even if it was no tzitzu, kumoshem mutter bi'geres le'el b'reish b'mzayim, like we saw earlier, when it comes to asking a guy to deliver a letter in simen reish b'mzayim, im yochal la'agil b'bayis ha'samuch la'chomim b'od yom, afshehu olich achaka b'Shabbos. As long as there's time for him to get there, into the other city, before it's Shabbos, so then it's mutter, even if he goes on Shabbos. So says the Be'alocha, the same idea over here, even though we're saying in the Mishabura that it has to be a case of ktsitsa, that's only if there's no time to do it before Shabbos. But zok the Be'alocha, if there was time to do it before Shabbos, that even without a ktsitsa, it would be mutter. Says the Mishabura, v'aiter sef koten tesov ubovad shelo yomar, as long as you don't tell him to go ahead and buy the item for you on Shabbos. V'im yom hashuk shom b'Shabbos. Let's say you didn't tell him to buy it on Shabbos, but it happens to be the market day happens to be in that city on Shabbos. Uba'uso makom eino matsui liknos ki'im bi'oma deshuka. And in that place, it's hard to find things to buy or sell except on the day of the shuk. Kimo shirogil bayaros katanos, like is commonly found in small cities, the yom hashuk is the day. So havile kimaskir lo yom hashabbos beferish. So even though you didn't say Shabbos, but it's ki'ilu you said Shabbos, since the only day really to buy the item is on Shabbos, so even though you didn't say it, so it's ki'ilu you said it. Bein shemivaksho liknos avuro, whether you asked him to buy something for you, like the case of the Mechaber, o shenosen lo limkor, or you gave him something to sell, like the case of the Ramah, either way it's going to be aser. V'afilu b'tchilas ha'shavua aser, even if you gave him the item or the money on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, l'maisa, if the day of buying and selling is Shabbos, it's ki'ilu you said on Shabbos, and it is aser. Ubemakom shematzui k'tas gam b'shar yomim, in a place where even if the market day is Shabbos, but there's some buying and selling other days as well, so then ein iser elim kein maski b'feirish yom haShabbos. So if there are possibilities that he'll do the buying or selling on a different day, so then it will be mutter, unless you specifically mentioned to do the buying or selling on Shabbos. V'chein im omer lo haYisrael, and so too if the Jew said to the goy, so he didn't ask him to buy the item on Shabbos, but he was sort of merames it by saying, just make sure you realize that right after Shabbos, I gotta leave. So havigam ken kimaskir yom haShabbos b'feirish, that's also like you told him to buy the item on Shabbos explicitly, because you said I have to leave right after Shabbos. Kosavataz, demashe tiu im lo zochar lo sheikne b'Shabbos, that which we are matter over here, If you do not mention or hint that you need it to be sold on Shabbos, mikomokom lo yehone ha-Yisrael mimenu bo'osa Shabbos. So even though mitzad amir la'akum, we don't have a problem in this case, you didn't tell him to do it on Shabbos, but l'maisa, you cannot get hana from that which he bought or sold for you on Shabbos. The al-koponim osa bishul Yisrael, because l'maisa, he did malacha for Yisrael on Shabbos, you're not allowed to benefit from malacha that a guy did for you on Shabbos. The av shemari bazeh shekitzes lo sachar, even though it's true that the schar was set up by a ktitza that you're paying him by the job, that only helps the gabi the amir la'akam, it doesn't help the gabi the hanof and the malacha that the guy did for you on Shabbos. Aval ha'el yirabe va'tosefa Shabbos chokim alav. However, the yirabe and the tosefa Shabbos argue on the taz, and their svara is that the guy didn't do it on Shabbos, so the Jew should get hana on Shabbos. When he lights a candle for you, so he's giving you hana on Shabbos, that's when you can't be benefiting from it. But here he's buying you the item, he's doing it at Daiti Denafshei, and it's not specifically so you should get hana on Shabbos, and therefore, that the Achronim say that you would be allowed to benefit from that malacha on Shabbos. So that's a machlokas. Kosa b'sefer chasidim, al yodur odom bi'ir sheyom hashuk hu b'shabbos. One should not even live in a city where the market day is Shabbos. Ki i'efsha shelo yechata. It's impossible not to sin. V'yem hashuk enu b'shchunoso shari. However, if the market is not in your neighborhood, then it will be mutter. Says the Mishaburis of Katan Tezayin, on the second case of the Ramah, one who hired a guy to deliver his merchandise, and the guy comes to take it out of the Jew's house on Shabbos, it is Asr, and they would punish him. Even though you're paying him by the job to sell your item, and you didn't specify that he should go and deliver this merchandise on Shabbos, and the guy on his own is coming and taking the item from your house on Shabbos, it's still aser. The guy is taking the item out of your house on Shabbos, it looks like he's doing it as your shliach, and you ask him to do it on Shabbos. In our case, with the merchandise belongs to the Israel, afilu yichel lo makom, even if you designated a place in your house, v'hiniyach sham haschor, and you placed the merchandise there, lo mahani, it doesn't help. L'maisa, it's the merchandise of the Israel in the house of the Israel, and therefore a guy can't be taking it out on Shabbos. Sivkotan yud zayin mi beis Yisrael b'Shabbos, aval im lo kocha kodem Shabbos, but if the guy took it from the Jew's house before Shabbos, afal pi shemaflik b'Shabbos michutz la'tchum, even if the guy then decides to go outside the tchum on Shabbos, shari, that's 100% fine. Kevon shekotzes lo sochar, since you stipulated a set price for him for the job, adati denav sheka'oven, and he's doing it because of his own das. Kemoshen is bar b'simen reishon beis. So here the problem is only the guy coming to your house taking the item out on Shabbos. If you took it out before Shabbos, so whatever he does after that, that's beyond your reshus, like going out beyond the tchum, that is not a concern for you. You did a ktsitsa, and that is mutter. Sivkotan yudches, going on the point of the Ramah that says that he would be onshin ha'usa, lefi asho b'mamun, according to his wealth, they would punish him with money, o b'malkus im ein lo mamun, or they would give him malkus if he didn't have money, v'inta v'savar shemutter, but if the Yisrael made a mistake and thought it was mutter, ein onchen oso, we do not punish him, v'neman lomar shogeg ha'yisi, and we do believe the Jew to say that he was b'shogeg, and therefore we would not give him the punishment. Says the Mechaber Vaiters of Hay, dover she'enu malacha, something that is not a malacha, meaning it's not an issur d'oraisa, the eino aser la'asoso b'Shabbos elu mishum shvus, and it's only aser to do on Shabbos mishum shvus, meaning it's only an issur d'rabbanan. Mutter li Yisrael lomar le'eino Yehudi la'asoso b'Shabbos. A Jew is allowed to ask the guy to do the issur d'rabbanan on Shabbos. V'hu sheyiyah sham niktzas choli, as long as it is a case that involves a partial illness. O yiyah tzarech l'dover tzarech harbe, or there's a great need for this thing to be done. O mifnei mitzvah, or if it is a derabbanan that needs to be done for a dvar mitzvah. So in all these cases, the Mechaber says a Yisrael could ask a guy to do these isurim derabbanan. Ketzad, how so? What's an example? Omer Yisrael le'eno Yehudi b'Shabbos. A Jew can say to a guy on Shabbos, lalos be'ilon, to go up on a tree which is an issur d'rabbanan, lahavi shofar l'skoat kias mitzvah. So that would be a shvus to shvus b'makom mitzvah. You're trying to do the mitzvah kias shofar, so you're telling a guy, which is a d'rabbanan, to climb up a tree which is a d'rabbanan in order to do your mitzvah. That's what the Mechaber is saying, a shvus to shvus b'makom mitzvah is mutter. Another example, Ola havi mayim derech chatzer, or you could ask the guy on Shabbos to bring you water by means of a chatzer shelo eruvu, where there is no eruv, lir chotz bo hamitztayer. So here's a case where a person is betzayer and needs to wash, and you're allowed to tell a guy to go and carry in a chatzer that doesn't have an eruv. So that is, again, a derabbanan of Emir la'akum, on carrying a chatzer she'en emurevis, which is the rabbanan, tashvus, tashvus, b'mokom mitztayer, and that's going to be mutter as well. V'yesh ostrim. But the Mechaber ends off and says there are those who say that even for an Issa de Rabbonan and a Mokom of Tzorech, Godol, and Mitzvah, you are not allowed to tell a guy to do a de Rabbonan. So that is the most machmir shita. The Ramah says, Ulakamon simen tof kuf peivav pasak lahatir. So later on, it is gepaskind that it is mutter like the first sheet of the Mechaber. V'ayin la'el simen reish ayin vav sebeiz diyesh mekilan afilu b'malacha da'raisa v'ayin sham segimel. Then the Ramah says, look early in Reish Ayin Vav, where we brought down the sheet of the Bala Itter that says that it's mutter to tell a guy even to do a malacha da'raisa on Shabbos. So we have three shitas. The first shita of the Mechaber, which is the Iker shita that we hold like, that is shvus to shvus, b'mokom mitzvah, or b'mokom tzorach gadol, that is permissible. The second shita, which is the shita of Taisus, that says, even for those reasons, you cannot tell a guy to do even a derabbanan. And then we have the most lenient shita, the Bala Iter, that says you could even tell a guy to do an iser da'oraisa in a case of need, or l'tzorach mitzvah as well. So says the Mishnah Berurah, sefkat in your test, elu mishum shvus. Something that's only aser midirabonam. So we said in certain cases you could tell a guy to do it on Shabbos. Aval dover sheisuro min haTorah, but something that is an iser daraisa aser al yidei eino yehudi afilu dvar mitzvah. According to this opinion, it will be aser to have a guy do it for you even for a dvar mitzvah. Kidul akamon b'simin shin lamed aleph sivov. The alkane also lomer leino yehudi lahadik ner kedei lilmud ulispal. Therefore, you are absolutely forbidden from asking a guy to light a candle for you in order to learn or daven, because lighting a candle obviously is an issa daraisa, and that we're saying is usher even for dvar mitzvah to learn or daven. There is an interesting note over here, note number 18. Ukishiyochanochri lasos as a puula beli sheyasem malacha gemura hasur meratora. Let's say you want to ask the guy to do something for a dvar mitzvah that could be done in a derabbanan dik way. So it could be a shvus the shvus moko mitzvah. Kigon, for example, kashe yochol asakin as ha'eruv. The eruv is down and he's able to fix the eruv alidei kshira sachut bekesha aniva. He could theoretically make a bow which would only be an issa derabbanan and it would be a shvus the shvus moko mitzvah's mutter. So writes the Eish Lavrom, she'ein zeh nechshav kemisha omer lo lasos malacha daraisa. Even if he goes ahead and fixes it with a real kesher shel kayam, which is an issa daraisa, that's not considered asking a guy to do a daraisa. Sharei lo omer lenochri likshar ba'ofen ha'asam min haTorah. You didn't ask him to do it the way that it's asam min haTorah. V'im hu kosher ba'ofen zev, he happens to tie it that way, me'atzma hu osakein. You ask him to fix the eruv, to tie up the string, he could do a b'derech aniva, which would make it a shvus to shvus mako mitzvah. If he chooses to do a kesher shel kayam, which is an issa daraisa, so says the Eish Lavrom, that would not be a problem. Omnam, im kosher lasos is adavar ba'ufen she'enu asa min haTorah. We saw this a couple weeks ago as well. If it is difficult to do it the way that it's not asa min haTorah, ubaru she'yasa ba'ufen ha'asa min haTorah, so it's pretty clear to you he's going to do it the way that's asa min haTorah, there Chaim Kineski says that's going to be asa. It's not a game. It has to be that it's very likely he'll do it in the Rabbanan dik way. That's when you could tell him to do it in a general way, assuming he'll do it the Rabbanan. If he does it the Reis, it's okay. But if it's really unlikely he'll do it the Rabbanan way, says Reb Chaim Kineski, asking him to do it is kilo, you're asking him to do it the Reis, and that would not be allowed. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vaitis of Katan Chaf. We said, v'hu she'yiyah sham, at least some level of choli, or Tzarech harbe or a mitzvah, says the Mishnah Berurah, tekevon sheha iser eino ela midrabanan. Since the iser is only midrabanan, the iser amiru le'eno yehudi hu gam kein rak midrabanan, and the iser of telling a guy to do malacha few is only midrabanan, so have a shvus the shvus, it's a midrabanan on midrabanan, and lo gozru ba'afonim elu, and the rabbanan will not go there in these cases. Now, there's a very interesting note and a very important note, and that's note number 19. We'll start from the second paragraph. He discusses why is Amir al-Akum Asr in the first place. We're saying here it's an Issa d'Rabbanan. So, B'tam ha-Issar, there are two shitas that are brought down. One is Rashi and Shabbos. that says Humishum Shlichus, Shanochri Osa Samalacha Bashlichus Hayisrael, if you tell a guy to do malacha for you, so the guy is really your shliach to do the malacha, that's why it's usher. Ach, b'mokom acher kasa, but Rashi Navodazora writes, She'osur ha'dover mishum v'daber dover. It's like we're discussing in this siman that the isser of telling a guy to do something is the isser of v'daber dover. You're speaking weekday things on Shabbos. That's why it's usser. Writes the Avnei Nezer beautifully, She'yesh nafgamina bein ta'amim elu. That there are two nafgaminas between whether the isser of Amir al-Akum is that the guy is your shaliach, or whether it's an isser of v'daber dover, the following cases. Shemitam v'daber dover ein iser b'amiru l'nochri elo kasher ha'yisrael metzaves ha'nochri shi'asa melocha b'shabbos atzma. According to the tzadid, it's also because of v'daber dover is only if you tell him to do it on Shabbos, so your dibur was on Shabbos. V'loke shemitzava olav l'fnei ha'shabbos, but not if you tell a guy before Shabbos to do something on Shabbos, then you can't be over v'daber dover because you didn't say any diburim on Shabbos. Aval imtam ha'iser hum mishum shlichus, but if the reason why amir l'akam is also because by the guy doing the melocha, he's being your shaliach, imkein nasser gam ba'ofen shetziva olav lifnei Shabbos. Then it's usher, even if you told the guy to do it before Shabbos, kevan shebapol hanochri osa samalacha b'Shabbos b'shichus Yisrael, l'maisa, he's doing it on Shabbos with your shlichus, as me usher. So according to the side of v'daber dover, the usher is in your words. In the usher of shlichus, it's in his maisa. So nafkamina number one is, if you tell him to do it before Shabbos, he does it on Shabbos. According to the side of v'daber dover, it's mutter. According to the side of doing your shlichus, it's going to be usher. And the opposite case as well, me'idach. Kishimitzava ha'yisrael es anochri b'Shabbos, shi'asa melacha b'yom chol. So the opposite case, you tell him on Shabbos, do it during the week. So obviously the one who says the isser is because of a daber dover, here your dibur is on Shabbos, it's going to be usser. The one who says it's because of shlichus, well, he's doing the maisa on Sunday, and therefore it would not be a problem of shlichus. Says the Mishnah Berurah Vaitis of Katan Chof Aleph, one of the cases that it was permissible was in a mokom of mikzas choli. The ilu b'choli mamish, if it's a real choli, ha'kol al kol ha'guf, that the whole body feels sick, o she'esh bo sakonas eiver, or there is a chshash of losing a limb, so then afilu Yisrael oser shlus l'chadeya, then according to one shita, even the Jew himself is allowed to be over in Issa d'Rabbanan, kemo she'chosav simin shin chav ches sif yudzayin, like we'll see later on in Hilchos Shabbos. For that you should know. She'ein medamin dover l'dover b'inyan ha'shvusim, when it comes to shvusim, Isurei d'Rabbanan, we cannot make our own comparisons. Ve'ein l'cha b'am l'hatir, and we can't be matir elamash amru chachamim, except that which the chachamim say. And he gives us an example. The l'gabe milo lohitiru shvus da'amiru le'enu yehudi b'mokom l'locha d'araisa. When it comes to the mitzvah of Mila, they did not allow the Durabonin of Amir al-Akum to do a Malacha d'Araisa, Kamo Shekosav Simen Shin Lamed Aleph Zivov, Ula Gabi Lokeel Bayez Be'eretz Yisrael Mutter. And when it comes to buying a house in Eretz Yisrael from a guy, we said it's Mutter. So you're allowed to tell a guy to buy a house for you, even though it might involve signing, according to the Ramah, that's an Issa d'Araisa, even in their languages. So in one case, we see telling a guy to do a daraisa by Mila's Aser, and one case telling a guy to do a daraisa by buying a house in Eretz Yisrael on Shabbos is mutter. So therefore, you can't compare the shvus, and we have to just work with what Chazal told us, Kemo Shekosav Simen Shinvav, Sif Yud Aleph. Sif Katan Chav Beis, another heter of shvus, the shvus was Tzarech Harbe. So I am a Magen Avram, Shemasik Didafka B'Makom Hefsed Godel. The Magen Avram says it has to be specific a place where it's going to be a great loss. Havabalav Hochi Ein Lohaka Klab, but if it's not a great loss, you should not be lenient at all. Ubel Yerabba Mefakfik Afilu Bofenzeh, and El Yerabba is even more Machmir, even in the case of Makom Hefsed, he's not excited about Shvus to Shvus, Fetzorach Harbi. V'ayim v'sif yutes l'inyan schorah hanefsedes al yedei geshomim. Look in Sif Yutes, we'll discuss the Gabi merchandise that was going to get ruined by the rain. V'yesh Ostrim, this was the Shita Tosas that says that even a Shvus to Shvus, the makom of all these leniencies is going to be Usr. The Svirlu, they hold, Dafka b'mila shari ha'gemara Shvus to Shvus. This whole heter of Shvus to Shvus makom mitzah is Dafka b'mila. Kegon lahavi derach chatzar she'enim u'revis ha'izemel a'idei en yehudi lamubo. It's to ask a guy to bring through a chatzar enim u'revis, which is Shvus to Shvus, to bring the knife for the mila. That's what's mutter. And it's a very specific reason over there. Mishum dehi atzma dachi Shabbos. That's because the mila itself is docha Shabbos. So that's megala to us that to be matir the shus mokom mitzvah as well. Avalola tzarech mitzvah acheres, but we don't have this heter, says Taisus, by a shus the shus when it comes to other mitzvahs. So I am belavusha bel yirabba da locha gedei rishona. The Levushin Ali Rabbis say the locha is like the first sheet of the Mechaber, as we know that a shus the shus mokom mitzvah is mutter. And now we end off with the last shita, the shita of the Bala Itta that the Rama brings down, that there are those who say that a shvus of a daraisa is mutter b'mako mitzvah. Says the Mishabura, afilu b'malacha daraisa, al yidei einu yehudi b'mako mitzvah is going to be mutter. However, the Ramah told us earlier that one should be machmir in this case. This is only the sheet of the Bala Itter, so that's Yochid, the Harif, the Harosh, the Harambam, the Od Kame, Gedolah Rishonim, Cholkim Alea, but all the big Rishonim argue on this Bala Itter. Now, even though we say that a sheet is a das yochid and we don't rely on it, but we have to know that shita, because sometimes in a case lemaisa, we'll be able to be mitzdarif that tzad to other kulas in order to be matir, something that would otherwise be usser. Continues the Mishabur on the top line of page Kuf Beis. V'ach le'inyan milu mitzadid ha-Magen Avraham le'kamon b'simen shin lamed aleph lismuch adayazu. However, when it comes to milu, the Magen Avraham has a tzad later on to rely on this shita, when it comes to Mila, to rely on Amir La'akum for a Dvar Mitzvah of Mila by an Issa Daraisa. The Ayin Bel Yerab Hashem, who argues with Magen Avraham. V'day you should know, D'madi Kaimla Amir La'enu Yehudi Shvus, that which we hold that Amir La'akum is an Issa Darabonon, who afivulim Omer La'enu Yehudi, Sheyomer La'enu Yehudi, Acher La'asas Lom Melacha B'Shabbos. That's even if you tell Goy 1 to tell Goy 2 to do the Melacha, that also will be included in the Issa of Shvus of Amir La'akum. Not only telling Goy 1 to do it, but telling Goy 1 to tell Goy 2 to do it is also going to be Usser. This is from the Avodas HaGershuni. The Chavos Yoyer leans to be lenient in this case of Amira la Amira. The kosher came bedover she'enu el mishum shvus. Certainly the thing they're going to be doing is only Issa the Rabbanon, so it's telling a guy to tell a guy to do the Rabbanon, so he's certainly going to be lenient in that case. So I am b'sefer Achaim shekosa the b'makom hefsed godol yishas mocham lakilim. The Sefer Achaim says in a place of a hefsed godol, one can rely on the lenient shita and tell guy one to tell guy two to do an Issa the Rabbanon for him on Shabbos. Maybe even a daraisa v'ayin le'el. B'mashek asafti sivkoton yud aleph the Shaykh Gam Ken Hocha. We'll stop here and continue Mitzvah tomorrow with Sif Vav.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maror Mekayemus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.